Ed McMahon, with the guy with the longest hair in the world. Must take a lot to wash it.
Too much, man.
Heard about Brett Concentrate Shampoo? Just a squeeze from the tube lathers like crazy. My daughters like Brett Concentrate because it has Sartron.
Sartron? Didn't he play drums with...
No, Sartron's a conditioner to keep your hair soft and shining. It's gentle.
Gentle, man. That's where it's at. Love.
Brett Concentrate's for anyone who loves clean hair.
There are as many myths about animals as there are old wives' tales about human beings. One man who knows his way around the facts and fantasies about animals is Jim Fowler of NBC's Wild Kingdom series. Radio and even satellites will play important roles in scientific animal research in the future, and Mr. Fowler points out some of the exciting projects that are planned as he talks with Monitor reporter Betty Grobley in Washington.
Well, I know you've heard the phrase many times on Monitor, wherever you go, there's radio on NBC. And that is an appropriate introduction for my guest, James Fowler, who is on NBC Television's Wild Kingdom every week. And he's going to do something with radio that's most unique. Jim?
Yeah, there are a lot of new tools nowadays that are available to scientists to study movements of animals. And radio is one of the most interesting ones of all. And coming up in about a month and a half, I'm going to Peru, to the Andes, and I'm going to develop a system of attaching a very small radio to the back of a condor, which is the largest flying bird.
For what reason?
And, well, there's almost nothing known about the condor's habits, its movements. And this is important if we're going to ensure the survival of some of these large birds. We must know how much room they need, how much territory they need to hunt in and to find their food. So by attaching a radio that sends out a signal that you can receive on a ground station, we'll be able to determine whether they fly 200 miles to feed or whether it's 15 miles. And this is very important because if you want to protect an animal and keep it from becoming extinct, the California condor, which is now down to, I think, 40 in numbers, was pushed into an area that was much too small for it. And the result is it's almost become extinct. One fascinating thing is that there is a study being done on the green sea turtle where they have put little transistors on it, and it's an animal that, as you know, moves all over the Caribbean and even across the Atlantic. And there's a good possibility that these turtles will be tracked in the future by satellites. As they move around the Earth, they will receive a signal from the turtle, wherever he is in the ocean. I think that's pretty fantastic.
Incredible. Did you say you were going to make a trip to Venezuela?
I was in Venezuela for Wild Kingdom about 2 months ago. We did a show down there involving the capture and transportation of freshwater dolphin from some of the rivers that were drying up in southern Venezuela. And it was a fascinating trip because these rivers also contained a large number of piranha fish. And we had to go out and catch the porpoise or the dolphins. Mm-hmm. They're just like flipper, you know, except they're smaller. We had to catch these in the rivers using nets and then go into the water to get them out. And the fact is that many of the Hollywood myths about animals aren't true. The piranha fish doesn't really go after a live animal and tear them to shreds like people think. And I've been to various areas of South America in the past and haven't paid much attention to piranha. They usually eat dead things, not alive, and you're safe going swimming in most areas where they're piranha. However, in this particular river, the normal food had been pretty well eaten up by the piranha, and we'd been in about 15 minutes, and the piranha were very thick, and very soon three of us got bitten, but not very badly, you know, just nipped here and there.
Well, Jim, I thought I saw a special where some farmers wanted to take their cattle across the river. And they sent one as a sacrificial cow because the piranhas ate that and the others could go across. This is not true.
Well, human beings like to believe all these things, you know, because it's funny because you can almost predict how the next film will depict the piranha by the success of the first one. The fact is that you're very safe walking across a river from piranha. The only exceptions are if a river is landlocked or a little lake, you know, is drying up. And the piranha have not had a chance to increase their natural food, and they're, you know, very hungry. But Even then, it's very rare to have piranha attack anything going across a river. And I'm sorry to say that almost all the myths that humans like to believe in, a lot of them are very exaggerated.
I wish we had time to hear them. We've been talking with James Fowler from NBC's Wild Kingdom. This is Betty Grobley for Monitor.
Taste and beats the other's code. Pepsi pours it on.
Coming up, the voice of the inimitable Engelbert Humperdinck and the comments of the provocative Al Capp, both directly ahead on the Monitor Beacon.
I love Luby, I love Luby, I love Luby Chevrolet, the best tie in the USA, tie your car the Luby way. Luby Chevrolet.
Luby Chevrolet brings you a special Explo sale. Luby Chevrolet explodes prices on new cars and used cars. This great sale event starts at Luby Chevrolet tomorrow. All prices have been drastically reduced. Any car you choose at Luby, regardless of model, is only $189 down. Only $189 down for the beautiful Luby Chevrolet of your choice. Monthly payments as low as $56. If you were thinking of buying a car any time this summer, the best time is right now at Luby Chevrolet, Queens Boulevard and 69th Road in Forest Hills, Queens. Everybody says, I love Luby. L-U-B-Y, Luby Chevrolet, Queens Boulevard and 69th Road.
I love Luby Chevrolet.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. At 18 minutes after the Monitor Hour, here is the lovelorn Engelbert Humperdinck.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. To show the way so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in.
Wonderfully wide choice of Youngmobile prices. In fact, there's a young rocket for every pocket. If economy is your interest, you have the F-85. Spending a bit more, you can step up to the Cutlass Supreme or Cutlass S. For sheer sport, at a sporting price, there's the Youngmobile 442. Then you have the big cars, the full-size Youngmobiles from Oldsmobile, beginning with the beautiful Delmont 88, and ending way on top with the front-wheel drive Coronado and the luxurious Olds 98. Whichever fine Olds you buy, and whatever price you pay, you'll get a great deal now during the Youngmobile save-in season. See your nearest Oldsmobile dealer now about the Youngmobile that most appeals to you.
In Olds, young, we're the world. I'm young enough for real with the Youngmobile.
Youngmobile.
Taste and beats the other's code. Pepsi pours it on.
The lettermen now with their own explanation for the generation gap.
All the gray-haired men with the gray-haired things that they say. They see the light in black and white and never shades of gray.
There, Sally, what's wrong?
Oh, Mommy, I'm so sunburned.
Oh, poor darling. Mother will fix that sunburn right away. You just take this solar cane spray and spray here and here. How does your sunburn feel now?
The pain's all gone, Mommy.
Yes, when the sun burns tender flesh. Quick, stop sunburn pain with solar cane. Solar cane stops sunburn pain faster, more completely than ordinary first aid. Contains pain-killing benzocaine used by doctors. Get lotion, cream, or spray today. Stop sunburn pain with solar cane. When eating too much or too fast causes pressure and gas, Digel works as no plain antacid can. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. Digel, the extra action antacid for more complete relief.
Al Capp, Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, has certainly become an expert in one area, questions and answers. It's an important and revealing part of his college lecture tour, the details of which he's happy to furnish right now. Here is Al Capp.
In my lectures at universities, when I open the meeting up to questions from the floor, there are always a couple I know I'll get. One usually comes from the sort of student who considers himself more socially aware than his fellow students, and of course more socially aware than every adult in the world. It usually goes like this. Mr. Capp, in order to eliminate the narcotics problem, don't you think it would be intelligent to legalize narcotics? And my answer to that is very intelligent, son. Clearly, if the use and sale of narcotics are legalized, there could be no narcotics problem, but why stop there? If the practice of burglary were legalized, there'd be no stealing problem. And if murder was legalized, we'd eliminate homicide, and the same with rape and arson. Yes, I agree that the world isn't yet socially aware enough to realize that the intelligent way, the student way, to eliminate all crime is to make all crimes legal, and that it's mighty bright of you, son, to suggest it. Now, the other question usually comes from the sort of kid you just know used to tear wings off live flies. It goes like this. Mr. Capp, Does your wooden leg make you sound so bitter and cynical? And my answer to that is only when I fail to oil it every 500 miles, then it sounds terrible. Well, the kid who asked the question never is amused along with the other 2,000 or 3,000. He generally looks thoughtful because he's just learned a lesson. The nastiest little bee can't sting a guy in a coat of armor. And this is Al Capp, wearing his coat of armor on NBC's Monitor.
Our talking and traveling cartoonist drops in every weekend as a regular Monitor feature. Way of playing Do You Know the Way to San Jose? And do you know that Monitor is available on NBC stations coast to coast? For instance, near Prescott, Arizona, we're heard on KYCA. All stations identify themselves next, and then Monitor continues. This is Brad Crandall.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York's news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
A new one from the Angels. Next on Monitor, it's titled The Modley.
Thank you.
Monitor music now from King Richard's Flugelknights, playing Feeling Good. Monitor keeps you current on national politics, auto racing, and in 3 minutes, actor Keir DeLay, who traces his career from neurotics to outer space. I'm Brad Crandall. Here comes Happy Perry.
There's a road that someday I'm gonna walk down. If I ever find the time, in that warm and friendly sand, and I'll be all through dreaming, yeah, feeling just like laughing, be a very happy man. Tomorrow is never's a day.
to. If I'll ever find a car, I'll touch her hair and look into her eyes. And I'll be all through dreaming, yeah. Feel just like laughing. Be a very happy man.
Has this ever happened to you?
This way, please.
You're invited to the boss's house, and a maid ushers you into the living room, and she says,
Mr. Phillips will be down in just a minute.
Well, you're a little nervous, so you light up your cigarette, you take a puff, and now you look for an ashtray for the match. No ashtray. So, into your pocket, right? Okay, now you have an ash on your cigarette. What do? You tap it off into your other hand, and you have this awful helpless feeling. And now, into your pocket. And you think, I gotta get rid of this butt. So you grind it out on the sole of your shoe, and you're standing there like a nut, perspiring with this thing in your hand. So you think you'll have to get the suit cleaned anyway.
Are there any other reasons
not to smoke cigarettes?
Ask your American Cancer Society.
Not so many years ago, actor Keir DeLay peddled ice cream from a pushcart on New York's Lower East Side and worked as a carpenter with a construction firm. Currently starred as the astronaut Bowman in Stanley Kubrick's epic and controversial film 2001, A Space Odyssey, DeLay recalls a long line of movies in which he always played a young, wild-eyed neurotic. His career's turning point was swift and unique, and he covers the highlights in a visit with Monitor reporter David Niles in San Francisco.
Here to lay, how long has it been since David and Lisa?
About 6 years. We shot it in 62, and it was released in January 63.
Boy, there's been a lot happening in the last 6 years for you, huh?
Yeah, an awful lot.
Now, what was your first, professional appearance, first experience on the commercial stage, or...
Well, the first film that I did was called The Hoodlum Priest with Don Murray. Which was made in 1960. But there was no continuance in terms of a motion picture career. As a matter of fact, very few people in the profession realized that young punk who was ended up in the gas chamber was the same kid who played David and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this has been the problem throughout my career until the release of The Fox, which seemed to have changed all that. But I was known as Keir DeLay, boy neurotic. I look younger than my age, and I certainly did when I did David and Lisa. I was supposed to be about 17.
Mm-hmm.
I was really 26. And I guess I was so convincing enough in people's minds that everyone thought of me as sort of an uptight, young, introverted, tied to his mama by apron strings type young fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And rather neuter at that. And so this is the way I was cast. And I began to play every homicidal maniac in the book, particularly on television. And I finally did a picture called Bunny Lake is Missing, where I played Carol Lindley's homicidal maniac brother. And I really thought I'd just about reached a dead end until I heard that there were feelers out from Stanley Kubrick for this new film, 2001, A Space Odyssey. So really, until The Fox was released, I was still faced 6 years later with people coming up to me on the street. And I realized it was meant as a compliment, and I always took it that way. But nevertheless, way down deep, it still bugged me. People would come up and say, hi, David. They wouldn't even say, are you Keir DeLay and David Lee? They'd say, hi, David, or can I touch you? You know, which means that I portrayed something that was very convincing to them, but almost too convincing to the producers. And it took a Stanley Kubrick to decide, well, maybe he isn't that way. Maybe he's just an actor with ability who created a role. So he went out and screened every film I'd ever made. And on the basis of screening six films, he chose me for the role. I never met him until I did the film. The Fox was actually made after 2001, but released before.
Oh, I didn't know that. Kira, what about The Fox? It's called controversial, and it's called dirty, probably by people who haven't seen it. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I consider it, not counting 2001, the first artistically honorable project that I was a part of since David and Lisa. And now, that doesn't mean to say that there aren't faults with the film. There are. I think the biggest fault perhaps comes in the adaptation of D.H. Lawrence's work. He's difficult to adapt to begin with because he's a very internal writer. But secondly, I don't think it should have been updated. That was another problem. But aside from this, I think it was a very honest and artfully done picture. It does have some controversial areas, but these are facts of life. These are facts of our society. And I don't think it's sensational just because they're dealt with. To me, being sensational is when you drag something in just to sell a ticket. I think a perfect test of whether something is sensational is that if you can cut it, can you tell exactly the same story?
Mm-hmm.
If you cut it and it doesn't tell the same story, it is then artistically intrinsic to the total project.
Now, this is the first picture you mentioned that you feel that you have been able to hang on to some artistic integrity. Is this sort of the opening of the career for you? I mean, the big discovery. How many movies has it been now? 9, 10?
Well, I made 8 films. Up until 2001 in The Fox, I'd done 6. It's not so much that it's the first big break of my career. It's the turning point of my career, which I think in turn will lead to bigger and more important things. It has undone this typecasting thing that I mentioned.
Yeah.
It's the first time I haven't had worn a tie. It's the first time I haven't had to comb my hair with a neat part.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time when I get the girl. It's the first of many things. At least I got out of the old image of the neuter, young, uptight, neurotic, and I play a kind of forceful young guy who wants a girl and goes after her in the most direct, unsophisticated manner that he can. I'm very glad that both this and 2001 are being released at the same time, because even those have great variety. There's a great deal of difference between the role I play in 2001 and The Fox. 2001, I play a man who's unfortunately become more machine than his machines.
Strange. Keir DeLay, thank you very much for coming by.
Enjoyed it.
Dave Niles for Monitor in San Francisco.
National politics, another primary preview, next on the Monitor Beacon.
I love Luby, I love Luby, I love Luby Chevrolet, the best buy in the USA. Buy your car the Luby way, Luby, Luby Chevrolet.
Luby Chevrolet brings you a special expo sale. Luby Chevrolet explodes prices on new cars and used cars. This great sale event starts at Luby Chevrolet tomorrow. All prices have been drastically reduced. Any car you choose at Luby, regardless of model, is only $189 down. Only $189 down for the beautiful Luby Chevrolet of your choice. Monthly payments as low as $56. If you were thinking of buying a car anytime this summer, the best time is right now at Luby Chevrolet. Queens Boulevard and 69th Road in Forest Hills, Queens. Everybody says, I love Luby. L-U-B-Y. Luby Chevrolet, Queens Boulevard and 69th Road, Forest Hill.
I love Luby Chevrolet.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. You're back with Monitor, and it's 14 minutes before the hour. Time for another primary preview, a report on all developments leading to Tuesday's presidential primary in California. Now, here is Peter Hackus, NBC News, Los Angeles.
The phantom third man in the California Democratic primary, the unseen candidate Hubert Humphrey, has become the object of attack by candidates Kennedy and McCarthy in an apparent Stop Humphrey movement. Following their friendly encounter last night, which presented a mostly united position against the administration on Vietnam, housing, jobs, and the like, and therefore an anti-Humphrey position, Senator Kennedy today said he wants to form an anti-Humphrey coalition with Senator McCarthy, no matter who wins the California primary. McCarthy said he thinks California Democrats who favor Humphrey will be the deciding factor in Tuesday's vote. Both Kennedy and McCarthy today said they do not think Humphrey has enough firmly pledged votes as yet to win the nomination. Humphrey's name is not on the California ballot, but an unpledged delegation has taken full-page newspaper ads and radio TV commercials proclaiming it is the only slate of delegates that supports all three Democratic candidates. 17 Democratic congressmen are listed in that delegation, as are former Governor Pat Brown and James Roosevelt. Most of the slate are known to be for Humphrey. Aside sizable vote for that delegation could be a blow to the hopes of Kennedy and McCarthy. The pollsters still give a slight edge to Kennedy here, but following their wrong prognostication in Oregon, many are updating their figures right now, trying to pin down the large undecided sector, which they say was the factor that fooled them in Oregon. This is Peter Hackett, NBC News, Los Angeles.
For swift, accurate, complete coverage of Tuesday's presidential primary in California, tune to NBC Radio and Television. On the road, drive carefully. On the water, observe all rules for safe boating while you enjoy the fifth dimension and the sailboat song.
Vacation, and you're behind the wheel. The sun is sinking, you're bored with driving, and your eyelids are beginning to droop. You've got the driving drowsies. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No-Doze. No-Doze contains the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint with Chris Economaki, with action from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the refiners of world-famous Pennsylvania-grade crude oils. Chris will be along in just a moment. But first of all, let me ask you a question that people quite often ask us. What's so great about Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils? All right. Let's put it this way. Some oils take several days to produce. Pennsylvania crudes took a million years. Nature has never produced a crude oil like it. Pennsylvania crudes have a unique molecular structure that stands up to the heat of high speeds. Can you imagine what happens to lesser oils when they're thrashed around several thousand times a minute at turnpike speeds? Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils never get so stirred up that they forget what they're supposed to do. So for the good of your engine, insist on Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils. And by the way, all of you sports car enthusiasts, when is your club holding its next rally? You can get a complete rally kit with checkpoint signs, windshield numbers, and sanctioned scoring slips from the Pennsylvania Great Crude Oil Association. For just $1, you get 6 big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 rally scoring slips. Send your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania, zip code 16301. Now, here's Chris Economaki.
Thanks, Mel. The NASCAR Stock Car Boys had a busy week, with a grand touring circuit showing Tuesday night at Greenville, South Carolina, and last night at Macon, Georgia. In both instances, it was the big man of Dixie Stock Car Racing, 245-pound Tiny Lund of Cross, South Carolina, who did the winning. Lund, a fishing camp operator when he's not racing, drives a 1968 Mercury Cougar. Jack Ryan of Griffin, Georgia, is the leading under 2-liter driver on the small car circuit in his Porsche and showed well in both events. In NASCAR's Big Brother circuit, the Grand Nationals, Richard Petty finally got back in the win column, scoring in a 100-miler at Asheville, North Carolina, Friday night. It was the champion's first victory since the 13th of April. Behind his Plymouth, which blew a tire with 3 laps to go, were the Dodges of Buddy Baker, point leader Bobby Isaac, and James Hilton. David Pearson, the leading Ford contender, lasted only 40 laps, going out in a tangle with Stan Meserve of Winslow, Maine. Following the race, a fight developed between the pair, and NASCAR officials say they are investigating. This afternoon, at the Middle Georgia Raceway in Macon, Pearson was the winner of the 150-miler, his Torino in the same lap with the Dodge of second-place Isaac. Petty was third, with Hilton fourth, and Lund, who won on Saturday, next in a full-size 67 Mercury. Larry Dixon, who was replaced by his boss Mario Andretti early in the Indy 500, registered his 6th victory of the season on the USAC National Sprint Car Circuit today at the Dayton Speedway in Ohio. Bob Pratt, Wibb Spaulding, Raleigh Beal, and Sonny Yates trailed. Dixon set fast time and won his heat, both in record time for a big afternoon. What happened to the STP Lotus turbines in Thursday's Indianapolis 500 is now known, but why it happened is still the big question. A small gear on a fuel pump shaft broke in both Joe Leonard's leading car, and less than 1 minute later, the same part let go in the car handled by Art Pollard, thus allowing the jet engines to flame out. Owner Andy Granatelli feels that sudden acceleration following slow yellow flag going is the cause. However, the switch from oily kerosene fuel, in which the pumps are immersed, to unleaded white gasoline for the race may be the cause. Those that feel this is the reason say that gasoline lacks the lubricating qualities of kerosene on which the pumps depend. And it looks like we'll be in for another year of controversy over the turbines, with the National Championship Car Owners Association petitioning USAC to restrict championship racing to cars with reciprocating piston engines. First meeting on the subject tomorrow. This is Chris Economaki reporting.
Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania-grade crude oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania motor oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed is a regular feature every weekend. Also hear another auto racing report, World of Wheels, every Saturday and Sunday evening on Monitor.
Taste that beats the other's cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Thank you.
Klaus Jankowski's orchestra, Zabadak. The best way to keep up with all the latest developments across the nation and around the world is to stay right where you are. NBC Monitor News on the Hour, coming right up. Brad Crandall here.
Oh, we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't play.